The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Christy, we've got lots to talk about today. We've had lots of calls and we thank everybody for telling us what's going on, particularly with our fundraisers to help our farmers. Now, if you've got something that's going to be 100% towards the farmers,
exactly,
let us know and we can let everybody else know.
Yes. So first and foremost, let's talk about what today is, and it's National Spoil Your Dog Day. And I know, Strawny, you do not have a dog.
I used
to. If you did, you would absolutely spoil it.
He was a cross cattle dog Kelpie, who was black and white, and he had one black eye, one white eye with corresponding black and white eyelashes.
Adorable.
He was very naughty, and he used to love, if I'd be washing the car, he'd bring his tennis ball and drop it in the bucket, and he'd just play with the ball in the bucket all the time.
Oh, no.
Ralph, his name was.
Ralph, what a good dog name.
It's a very good name, yeah.
Hank's a good dog name too. Hank.
You know which one, and I've joked about this with my wife, but she doesn't seem to think it's funny. Because of our Mexican friends, we know a bit of Spanish. My wife speaks very good Spanish.
Mm.
I'd like to call our next dog Jorge.
Don't yell that out.
No, because that's George in Spanish, right?
Okay, right.
And I would just love to go, hey, Jorge, hey, Jorge. So you get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, apart from that, make sure you do spoil your dog today if you do have a nice, beautiful canine friend. And as for what else is on around the Mid-North Coast, the free lunchtime concerts continue from 12:30 in the forecourt at the Glass House today with the Spiral Time and Sculpture in the Jail at Southwest Rocks every day from 9 till 5. It runs through till September 1 and it marks the 100th year anniversary of the closure of a German internment camp. And there's over $3,000 in prizes up for grabs. And as for all of our farmers' fundraisers, so the Maxville Lions Club are hosting a barbecue in about 15 minutes' time at Foodworks Maxville.
Yep.
Where donations are going towards the drought appeal. There's a Karma Keg this Arvo at the Settlers Inn to raise money for our farmers, of course. Get there from 5:30, pay what you can for a schooner. That's a great cause. Emma has organised a dress as Farmer Day today at St. Joey's Primary School in Kempsey with a sausage sizzle and farmers challenge for the students and staff. And, of course, all funds raised are going to the Hay Run. And Warhope Public School have a food and fodder for farmers Friday today.
Kids and staff taking it out.
Isn't that a nice tongue twister? Food and fodder for farmers Friday.
Now,
very
Karen,
clever.
Yeah, Karen rang me. She was too scared to come on the radio. Come on, it's just you and I talking, but she was too scared. But thank you, Karen. I do appreciate the
exactly
call.
And as we said before, if 100% of the profits are going towards our farmers, please do get in touch with us on the Triple M Mid-North Coast website. Submit your event that way and we'll do what we can to promote it. So if you've got a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.